hear the chanting and the flags flapping in the breeze from far away during Hamilton's day of action. Last Saturday, Hamilton's downtown core was full of thousands of protesters peacefully seeking change. They were there voicing their discontent over the locking out of 900 Hamilton U.S. steelworkers. Last November, the United Steelworkers Union 1005 would not approve an end to the small annual pension increases that 9,000 retirees depend upon. U.S. Steel's reaction was to lock them out. United Steelworkers Union 1005 member Brian was there for his cause.
My grandmother lived on a Stelco pension. I don't know what our family would have done without that pension, so we're out here to say that enough's enough. And, every working person deserves a pension. He deserves a good job. And we can't keep letting companies push workers around, so that's why we're out here today.
Hamilton's day of action was a snowy white day that was made bright by the flags of unions from all across Ontario. President of the Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation of Niagara, Daniel Peet, brought two messages with him.
First, the federal government is live up to your responsibilities to Canadian workers, and the U.S. Steel live up to your responsibilities to Canadian workers.
Ontario's NDP leader and the Hamilton Centre member of provincial parliament, Andrea Horthwath, says that the provincial government is not scot-free in this affair.
And the reason why these companies are able to lock workers out for extended periods of time is because in Dalton McGuinty's Ontario, we don't have anti-scab legislation. If we had legislation that prevented replacement workers from going in and doing those jobs, we wouldn't have the protracted nature of the strikes and lockouts that are happening now in Ontario.
The march started and ended with a peaceful atmosphere. Hamilton police had a large presence at the event, but credited union organizers with the peaceful nature of the march. Industrial Relations Co-Coordinator for the Hamilton Police Services, Renee Jarvis.
In Hamilton, we have a great relationship, our police service, with our local unions and the organizers. The union here is they were very well coordinated. They had their own marshals.
MPP Horthwath summed up the day.
It's an amazing turnout. It's been a fabulous day of action for Hamilton workers and workers across the province. It's all about making sure that we stand up for good quality jobs and good quality communities.
Reporting for the 411, I'm Maureen Cavanaugh.